Well, Ben, congratulations. Even pre-season, always nice to win a trophy, isn't it?
Absolutely. You never get bored of winning trophies and never get bored of winning games of cricket. It's a good habit to be in, so we're delighted with today's preparation.
And two decent performances today.
Yeah, definitely. I think across both games, the guys batted really well, got time at the crease, and we really hit our areas with our bowling. We're really pleased with restricting both the sides to 120 and 80 odd. It's been a great effort.
And Sussex keep coming back to this competition. You obviously like it.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's snowing at home, and the opportunity to come out to Dubai and play on good surfaces and good weather is just priceless for us.
How are you shaping up this season or ahead of this season?
Yeah, I think it's a really exciting squad. We've got some young talent come back in the shape of Rory, Hamilton Brown and Chris Jordan. I think, yeah, it's sort of a new-looking team. We're raring to go. There's a lot of enthusiasm about. We're very excited about the season coming.
I guess a trip like this helps the new players. So, I know they've been here before, but it helps them to bed in and back at the squad.
Oh, absolutely, especially, you know, someone like Chris Jordan. We didn't know much about him. So him coming into the squad, getting used to what Sussex is about, the culture and the values we hold. Yeah, it's an excellent tour for us.
You looked very strong in 2020 last season and until the semi-final. Do you feel you'll be as strong this year?
Yeah, definitely. I think so. Scott Starris is coming back. And yeah, we've got a strong squad. I think it's just about last year in all competitions, just getting over the line. We played really, really well in all forms. So just, yeah, we just need to go one better this year.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I mean, you'd be competitive in all competitions. It's about actually getting some silverware this time, is it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, with finals day, semi-finals and fourth in the championship. So obviously it's a good season, but, you know, now we've got to put those building blocks in place to make sure when we get there we win the trophies.
Are you looking forward to getting back to the English weather?
Not really, no. No, not really. It'll be tough when we get back for a couple of weeks, but then, you know, we have a university game against Loughborough, I think it is, and then we're up to Leeds, so I'm sure it'll come around quick.
It looks a very open county championship again, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I don't think you can say anyone's favourites. Obviously, you know, Warwickshire are out here and we'll look at a strong squad again. But as you say, there's no favourites out there. It could be anyone that's up there challenging.
How are expectations like at Sussex? Are you able to manage them?
I think so, yeah. I mean, obviously, over the last sort of 10 to 12 years, we've won so many trophies that, you know, last year was put down as disappointment, despite the fact that you could argue we had a strong season. But no, absolutely, we expect to win trophies and we've got to deal with that pressure.
And a quick word from Andy Miller's been on trial with you. How's he fared?
Excellent, yeah. The boys have been really impressed. I know the coaches have throughout the winter. I was away, but bowled really well, and he bowled well today again. So hopefully he'll keep taking his chances and we'll see more of him in the summer.
You think he'll be part of the squad then this year?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, that's obviously not my decision to make, but so far, so good. He fits in really well. He's a good lad. He works hard and his bowling looks really good.
What now? A bit of a celebration?
I don't know about that. We've got a 40-over game tomorrow, so I think it'll be an early night. No rock and roll, unfortunately, in pre-season. Early night, and we play a one-day game tomorrow.